Hello?
Hello, hi. How you doing, sir?
Hi.
Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions, sir, about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old?
Go ahead.
Are you 18 years and up, right? I'm sorry.
I'm more than 18.
And you're a resident of Massachusetts, right? Okay. Sorry? Yes?
Positive.
Okay. And just how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Say again?
How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Zero.
Zero.
You mean 12-year-olds or?
No. How many children are attending kindergarten through 12th grade? Do you have any children living with you?
One.
Okay, one. Okay. Good. What is your age?
What's the survey for?
The age is 15.
No, your age. I'm sorry.
My age?
Yes.
35.
Okay, 35. Great. All right. How do you best describe your gender? Are you a man, woman, non-binary, or some other way? Prefer not to say?
Prefer not to say.
Okay. How would you describe your race? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern, some other race, more than one race?
More than one race.
Okay. What grade is your child currently? Is he in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade? Which grade is he?
My son is 15.
So what grade is it? Around fifth grade, fourth grade?
Ninth.
Oh, ninth grade. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Which of the following, sir, best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a homeschooling? A public school? Charter school?
It's private school.
Okay. Private school. Okay. All right. To best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need to trade or occupation. No, right?
Negative.
Okay, great. The students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communication, academic support, curriculum counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 10th grade child school so far this year? Is it too early or is it the year to tell?
It's too early.
It's too early, okay. All right, when thinking about a grade of your child's school, what factor would be most important to you?
Quality of the education.
Well, I'm sorry, can you just repeat?
Educator's quality.
Quality and educating quality. All right, thank you. One moment. All right, educating quality. Okay, one moment. All right, so the best way of your knowledge is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Positive.
Beautiful. How about in terms of math? Is your 10th grade child working at the level expected for a student in their age group when it comes to math?
Positive.
Beautiful. Does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Negative.
Does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
Negative.
Okay. Thinking about your 10th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. How much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
All the time.
Is it a great deal, a fair amount? All the time, right? Or
all the time.
Beautiful. That's great. Thank you. Which of the following do you think your 10th grade child must be interested in doing once they finish high school? Beginning an associate degree, beginning bachelor's degree, begin a training program with a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else? Oh, you don't know.
Bachelor degree.
Oh, yes. Great. Your kid's going to go far. How well is your 10th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well. Somewhat well, not too well, not at all well.
Very well.
Very well, great. All right, we're almost done. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? What would you say are the most significant challenges for your childhood, for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? What would be some challenges for your child, sir? Do you know any challenges for him?
Not currently.
Okay. No challenges. All right. One moment. All right. You said your 10th grade child would most like to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Extremely confident.
Extremely confident. Beautiful. When thinking about your possibility of your 10th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The cost of applying to college, major concern, minor concern, not at all concern?
Not a concern.
Great. The cost of books, is it a major concern, minor concern, not a concern?
Not a concern.
The cost of room and board. Same thing.
Not a
major
concern.
Not a concern. And total tuition costs?
Not a concern.
Okay, wow. It's secure then. All right. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay. So do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, or just a few? How do you think that's good?
Some people.
Some people? Okay. All right. As you may know, vocational technical or VocTech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your team's 10th grade child school offer vocational training?
Negative.
Okay. We are 53%. Do you think vocational technical programs in your 10th grade child's school will be benefit for your child's future career opportunities or no?
My son wanted to be a doctor.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after they finish high school? Would you like to open exploring vocational programs after high school? No.
Negative.
We're not considering. Okay. All right. What would your hesitations be about considering vocational plans for your 10th childhood? 10th grade child, I'm sorry.
You want to be a doctor?
Okay. All right, when thinking about post-high school plans for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are helping make their plans? Family members, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I didn't hear the question.
Okay. When thinking about post-high school plans for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are helping make their plans? Family members, are they helping, you know, get to their plans? Is it very important to have family members helping their goals? Or not at all important, or somewhat important, or not too important?
Very important.
Okay, so your influence as a parent. Very important? Not too important?
Very important.
Okay. Guidance counselors, very important? Not important? Not too important? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Teachers, very important?
Very important.
College prep programs.
Very important.
And friends and peers plans.
Somewhat.
Yes, thank you. All right. How well is your 10th grade child's school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college?
At home.
Okay, so how well is your 10th grade child's school preparing students? So is your 10th grade child getting prepared for high school? Is it very well? Somewhat well? Not too well?
Very well.
Very well. Okay. All right. Almost done, sir. Which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child high school offer? Advanced placement international baccalaureate courses, or dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning and internship opportunities. So what is your 10th grade student getting, you know, offers? Like if they get early college courses, they go to the college and they, you know, give them a tour. Do they do that in their school?
They do. AP classes.
Okay, great. Has your 10th grade child participate in a college preparation program while in high school or not?
Sports.
Okay.
College preparatory classes.
Okay. Beautiful. Has your 10th grade child taken any courses that offer college credits while in high school?
Positive.
Oh, great. Beautiful. Okay. Which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participate in while in high school? Has he participated in any career fairs?
That's correct.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. To the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or no?
Negative.
All right. We're almost there, sir. We're like four questions away. Oh, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. All right. What language are spoken regularly at home, sir? English, Spanish, Arabic, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Portuguese, other?
English.
Okay. All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Yourself, sir. What school did you complete?
Masters.
Oh, wow. Great. Beautiful. Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 25 to less than 50,000, 75 to less than 100,000, or 100 to less than 150,000, or more than 150,000?
More.
Okay. Finally, what is your 5-digit zip code, sir?
02482.
02482. Right? 02482?
Positive.
Okay. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. Would you need to pass along your answer, along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose? Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Is that a yes or no?
Negative.
Okay. All right, would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Negative.
Okay. All right, great. Well, this concludes the survey, sir. I do thank you for your time, and remember, your opinion is really important to us. So that's why we want to make sure you're doing good and how it's doing. If you're feeling good in Massachusetts, isn't it? How is it going? Okay. With your kid
in
school and everything, your kid is getting the right education and everything. Okay. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.